Hello again. Welcome to our program. We're here with, we hope, a little strength for today and hope for tomorrow in these trying days. Looking back on the subject of the soul, Psalm 42:5, David said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" The soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions of a person. "And why art thou disquieted in me?" he said. "Hope thou in God." He's having a little chat with his mind, his will, and his emotions. So, hey, get in line. Psalm 62:5 said, "My soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him." Well, it's a battle with the soul, especially when we face these trying days. It's interesting, the word or the phrase, "my soul," is in the Bible 169 times. When we look at this hymn that was written by someone who had just lost his entire family, his children, he, at the spot where they died, said, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot," thou hast taught me to say, "it is well. It is well with my soul." And so he focuses in the first verse on sorrow. And then in the second verse, he focuses on Satan. "Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul." Then in the third verse, he focuses on his sin. "My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul." And so he focuses on sorrow, he focuses on Satan, he focuses on the fact that his sins have been forgiven. And then four, he focuses on what is coming soon. "O Lord, haste the day when my face shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul." Sing along with this tremendous message in song.